We know we're supposed to avoid packed outdoor gatherings, the barbecues and pool parties that have been responsible for spreading COVID-19. But what about moving gatherings, specifically packs of outdoor runners or cyclists? Just one slice of life, but a big one. Dr. Richard Novak is head of infectious disease at the University of Illinois in Chicago, also a cyclist. So, Dr. Novak, some say the thinking is when you're outside, the wind disperses infected droplets.
It's still a thinking, although there's controversy around that. And mainly the controversy is because there's really not much information.
Yeah, well, let's look at one of the few studies. It was a joint Dutch and Belgian paper, not peer-reviewed, but it concluded that runners and cyclists who passed one another could potentially spray the virus much further than the 6 feet we're told to social distance. For a biker going 18 miles an hour, it could spray as far as 65 feet. For a runner at a 6.44 pace, it could spray 33 feet. And even a swift walker, that spray, that exhalation, could travel 16 feet.
Yeah, it's a simulation. They did that in a wind tunnel, so all the calculations are based on the air not moving at all. We don't know if that translates into risk of infection or not, where the atmosphere is constantly moving. In the absence of information, it would be probably the safest thing to continue to practice social distancing. And what they didn't address is wearing a mask or a face covering of any kind. Obviously, wearing a mask when you're running or biking is uncomfortable, especially if you're breathing rapidly. But there are some other face coverings that you can wear that are not as constricting. I personally use a gaiter, use a handkerchief. If everybody were using those kind of practices, I think it would mitigate to some extent the risk. We don't really know how much, and we don't really know how much we need to.
We know that there's a lab scientist, Ann Hyman, president of a D.C. area cycling club. They have 2,000 members. And she says she's noticing dense situations in multi-use paths. Your sense of that?
Yeah, well, that's what I've been experiencing when I've been going out biking. And most of them are not wearing any type of face covering. And so they're probably putting you or me at risk more than I'm putting them at risk, because I do use a face covering when I'm in a crowded situation. And then when the crowds open up and the path empties out, I can pull it down and breathe more comfortably.
Well, passing is one thing, but the Belgian-Dutch study also talked about, you know, people drafting with other people. Runners do that. And they have an illustration of the droplets. You can see the droplets in the wake of the first person, you know, going right into the second person.
Right. So that's a theoretical risk. We don't know how the effect of a crosswind, for example, is going to affect that. But if you want to be really careful, I probably wouldn't slipstream, because that's where you're going to get the largest density of particles. And you probably need to give up on that little advantage you get from slipstreaming.
Well, a couple things. In these crowded paths, people might be unwittingly slipstreaming, you know, running behind someone. And they need to know, too, that you are in the wake of that person's exhalation.
Right. I think that if you continue to practice social distancing as much as possible on the paths, and if you wear some sort of face covering, you can try and reduce any risk of spreading droplets. Remember that droplets have gravity. They're dropping to the ground. And there's also the effect of evaporation.
Runner's World wrote about this in April. They asked the question, is it safe to run outside? And they said, yes, as long as you're alone. UMass Dartmouth immunologists wrote that transmission depends on how long you're exposed and the viral load. And he concludes that more than 5 minutes would be his threshold for danger. But, you know, running groups and cycling groups, they might be together for 2-3 hours chatting, and we know the exhalations will be bigger because they're exerting. So where are you on group exercise?
For indoor activities, 10 minutes of contact within 6 feet is considered a significant exposure. But that's somewhat arbitrary, and it's not based on a lot of data. I think that you can't practice running or riding in a group the same way you did before COVID-19. You can't be that close together if you want to reduce your risk. We have issues now where schools are trying to bring back their athletes. And one approach that a lot of schools are doing is that they're quarantining their athletes before they can start exercising with the other athletes. But schools have the deep pockets to test everybody regularly. Most cycling and running groups don't have that.
Richard Novak, head of infectious disease at the University of Illinois, Chicago. Dr. Novak, thank you.
My pleasure. It was great talking to you.